from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And skies this one to right. Chaz McCormick all the way back. And the no-hitter is over. One out away from a no-hitter. Instead, Corey Seager connects for a 2-run home run. Bomber that close to becoming the second pitcher in Astros history to have 2 no-hitters. Instead, it's a 4-2 game in the bottom half of the ninth.
He's staying with the heater up.
Fly ball right field, deep. Chaz McCormick has room and puts it away in front of the wall. Rangers making a bid for another dramatic final inning, but Josh Hader had just enough to keep that in the stadium, and the Astros escape with a 4-2 win and a combined one-hitter between Framber Valdez for 26 outs and Josh Hader with a little skip of the heartbeat for the 27th out.
That's a good call by Todd Callis right there, because that's what that was, a skip of the heartbeat. That was a game that was just, for a 2-0 game most of the night, that was as chill as it gets, man. Framber was just mowing guys down, had a no-hitter going through 26 outs, and then Seager makes it a game with that 2-run home run, 4-2. And then, Josh Jung almost ties that thing up in the bottom of the ninth, but they kept it in the ballpark. Most importantly, the Astros get a win last night, 4-2. Over the Texas Rangers, as we welcome you in on a Wednesday here on Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. Did your heart skip a beat watching that fly ball last night, Pope Zaza?
I guess that would be the right way to say it. Heart skipped a beat. I think I Framber's performance was it was a great performance, yet at the same time, for much of the game, it kept driving home my insanity with the bats over the past month or so. This is, or since the All-Star break, really. I'm in a stage with the Astros where, you know, 2 nights ago, if the Astros had won that game, I don't know if I would have been that happy about it. And yesterday, despite an incredible performance by Framber, who had that no-hitter broken up by Corey Seager, the only man in MLB history who has now twice broken up a no-hitter in the ninth inning with 2 outs.
Wow. That's a stat.
That's a stat. Corey Seager. That's why I blame Espada for not instructing somebody to take Corey Seager's legs up.
Like a Karate Kid situation?
Yeah.
Hey, look, Seager's coming up in the bottom of the ninth, probably. Yeah.
The Rangers have some experience with stuff like that.
Sweep the leg. Yeah, sweep the leg, Johnny. Yes.
But other than that, you know, Framber, you know, he won. He got the championship belt for both pitcher of the game and fielder of the game because he had that inning. Was it the third inning? Sometime early on.
It was back to back. It was the second. He ended the second inning and the third inning with literally the exact same play. Little nubber out in front of home plate that he had to quick go to his right to go get and then throw a laser to first base. And you're right. That's a play that when Fromber's on the mound and you see it unfolding, you're like, man, something bad happens like 75% of the time when this happens.
A lot of the times a Fromber Valdez no-hitter is broken up by Fromber Valdez, the fielder.
Yeah.
That's he cuts it off at the knees a lot of times with a little dribbler in the second or third inning. So that was really, really cool to see. And honestly, last night's game is a good confirmation of what we know at this point, which is, like, in baseball in general, you can't rely on the bats, no matter how good they are. 2019, 2022, whenever it is, like, you can't rely on the bats to take you through the playoffs. It's going to be the pitching that can sustain you more consistently, and that's the strength of the Astros right now, especially if they can get Verlander back soon.
If they can get Verlander back soon. Okay, so a couple things there. The bats, other than Yordan hitting a home run, this was still a game where it looked a lot like previous Astros games. Like, Yordan's home run, his two-run home run, which felt like just icing on the cake the way Fromber was throwing the baseball in the eighth or ninth inning whenever he hit it, it made it 4-0. You're like, okay, well, now they just kind of, you know, now Fromber just brings the ship into the shore, gets his no-no, and we get out of here for the night. And it didn't unfold that way. They end up winning the game. That was good to see, though. Yordan has not had the power stroke of late. Like, he had only
his last 40 at bats.
Well, that was 50 at bats and one home run since July 3rd. So that was good to see, because typically with Yordan, when he's gone through a long stretch like that and he hits a home run, it kind of unclogs the drain, and now we're off to the races. So, and they're going to need that out of Yordan because of what continued to happen last night, which is post Yiner Diaz in the lineup, it just falls off a cliff. I added it up. The 5 through 9 spots, and I realize we're bringing this up on a day after Fromber almost getting a no-hitter. We'll get to the pitching in a second. But the 5 through 9 went 3 for 14 last night. And I know Jake Meyers went 2 for 4. I mean, the first one was just a flare in the outfield that landed in between. The second RBI single he had was well struck. So I will say that. But the bottom of this lineup is still an issue. They called up Zach DiCenzo yesterday, and he's immediately DHing. Guy's had 11 games at AAA, and not only is he in your lineup, he's in your lineup just to hit. That's it.
It felt like he struck out on two pitches in the first at bat. Yeah. It was like, oh, let me really take this in.
Yeah.
See if this kid. I had a tweet all loaded. I was going to spell his name with a DiCenzo with a DH at the beginning.
Yeah.
It was he's my DH1 DiCenzo.
Oh,
yeah.
He screwed you out of a one-liner.
I tried to do it with a DiCenzo and then also with a 9 because he's number 9 for the N in DiCenzo. That got a little too cluttered. But DiCenzo with the DH at the front looks pretty good.
Oh, man.
He's fielder's choice DiCenzo.
Right.
He's not DH DiCenzo.
Right. So, I mean, hitting-wise, there wasn't anything about last night other than Yordan's one swing of the bat where I'm like, all right, they're cured. You know, like it's still, this lineup's still a major issue. And to your point, Seth, they're going to need efforts like Fromber got. And that was the other thing last night to me, like just the reminder with Fromber Valdez, the last out with Seager, the home run by Seager notwithstanding. It was an amazing performance by Fromber. He is still the one, even with the way Hunter Brown's been pitching lately of the last couple months, even with what we know the ceiling is for Verlander. Like, if you're asking me what the best start an Astros, each Astros pitcher is capable of delivering, like, what's the ceiling for each guy?
Oh, yeah.
The ceiling is still the highest for a Fromber Valdez start than anybody else, including Justin Verlander and Hunter Brown, because he can get you into the ninth inning. Like, you know, the Hunter Brown and Justin Verlander, if they're walking off the mound some point in the seventh inning, you've probably gotten way more out of them than you were expecting going into that game. They're both, you know, Verlander's an all-time great. Hunter Brown is pitching great right now. We'll see what he is over time. But there's still guys that you go, okay, these are six-inning guys. Man, Fromber's a guy who, if you're having issues in the bullpen, if you just don't feel like injecting the unknown of bringing a new pitcher in, I mean, he is super efficient, man. Like 93 pitches going into the bottom of the ninth inning. He's still the best start capable on this Astros, in this Astros starting rotation, is still a Fromber Valdez start. Right now,
and the big question mark is as good as Hunter Brown has been, Blanco as well. that they're both loading up innings way more so than they ever have before.
Right.
So you just you get your fingers crossed, and you know, look, we've seen great playoff performances by young pitchers in the past. Blanco's not young, but you know what I'm talking about. And it's just that you got to keep your fingers crossed that they're gonna endure through October, okay? And right now, the Astros do sit one half game behind the Mariners. So
Mariners lost last night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're 1.5 back going into yesterday, so the Mariners must have lost last night.
Oh, they were 1.5 going in yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. They were 1.5 back going in yesterday. So I haven't even looked at the scoreboard. I was just so enamored with Framber last night.
This is a disgusting, pathetic division, but that's neither here nor there. Baseball gods have graced us with a very weak division in a year where the Astros can't capitalize it by being 20 games ahead in August.
That's right.
They have to be comfortable with just, hey, we're right there in the race with another Mariners effort, which got off to a rip-roaring start and now is starting to deflate.
Yeah, yes. Tigers 4, Mariners 2 last night in Seattle. So the Mariners lose. So the Astros, they're even in the loss column and a half game back in the standings. The Mariners have played one more game than the Astros.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
As far as other Astro things yesterday that are relevant to all this, we mentioned DeCenzo getting the call up and immediately getting put into the lineup as the DH. If you're looking for a sign of how few big league hitters, or at least guys hitting like big league hitters, are on this roster right now, Aledmys Diaz feels like he's occupying a roster spot just because people like having him around. Like
it's a fun name to say.
Yeah, and he's got a fun face. You know, he's always looks like he's smiling.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander is one bullpen session away, which is today, from some rehab starts in Sugarland. So if today goes well for Verlander and everything, knock on wood, has been going well lately with Verlander. So he's close to coming back. Luis Garcia is still a no throw, according to Joe Espada. So the question is, are we ready to call it on Luis Garcia 2024?
No, God no. God no. Sean, at which
you're
point
not ready
during
to call
Astros
it, huh?
Season have various people called the entire season on the Astros. You can't go there at this point. I think with Garcia, look, it's a Tommy John surgery. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we get a little too comfortable these days with ACLs and Tommy Johns, where we say, it's no big deal. Even Achilles, people starting to get that way with Achilles tendons. It's still a big deal, and you got to be hyper careful about just maybe, you know, not, you don't want to sprint to the finish on the rehab. Mm-hmm. So with Luis Garcia, I'm putting him in that category of, man, if he can just get sharp before the playoffs and if the Astros can make the playoffs, then that's what I'm hoping for out of him.
Yeah.
Verlander, I'm a little bit more aggressive now because we're very, very close to the finish line. We're one of these, you know, photo finishes where you can't quite tell because you don't understand the rules of track and field. if his hand makes it across, is it okay? Oh, no, it's got to be his body. But what about,
Verlander.
Why don't they just dive at the end?
Verlander, right. Slide head first. Pretend it's first base. Verlander, I feel okay about. Like, his trajectory back feels like there haven't really, on this particular injury, haven't been, his whole season's been hiccups, but with this particular injury, it feels like things are moving in the normal, like, 45-degree angle back to him coming back. The Garcia thing, there's just been so many fits and starts. It's almost like he's, if we get to the end of August and we're still doing this with Luis Garcia, you've just, like they said with McCullough, Seth, you've just run out of calendar. You've run out of time.
We don't have that same track record that we do with McCullers. I think with McCullers, you get, it's just, we've seen this play out over and over again. With Luis Garcia, I'm guilty of complacency in that it had been a relatively uneventful rehab. It sounded like things were on track. I let Luis Garcia's personality perhaps affect me a little too much. Mm-hmm. That's just Luis Garcia. He doesn't get rattled. He doesn't get fazed. He's just going to pluck on through his rehab, and there will be no setbacks.
He needs to freak out more. That's what he needs. He needs to freak out a little bit more honesty. So we get some honesty out of him, yeah. He needs to hold
honesty.
His elbow.
No, that's nothing to do with honesty. Yeah. Guys are honest about it. It's not like they just can't pitch.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Texans practicing again today in Ohio. They practiced yesterday. There were some interesting things coming out of Ohio yesterday, including we've got a key player for the Texans who's been playing at a super elite level in training camp and had maybe one of the best days of any player has had in camp so far. And we'll get the medical updates. An interesting one yesterday with a prominent Texan as well. So we'll get you the training camp update for the Texans. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.